Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta kick this thing off. Can I kick it off? One, two, three, four. Your plan is not going to plan. Life can be so hard to understand. Like an equation that no one has an answer to. This is the time for you to figure out what is best. That will help you clean up this mess we like to call stress. Welcome to Rehab, everyone. We made it another episode. This is special because this is 10 episodes. 10, count them, 10. I made it 10 times. You made it 10 times. That's a beautiful thing. I think that's 10 weeks, technically. If I did 10 episodes, then that's 10 weeks. That's a long time. And that's a beautiful thing. So welcome to Rehab. If you're first time listening to Rehab, we have very simple, very easy rules to follow. Rehab is about peace and calm and your space. So we have zero negativity. We have zero hatred. We have zero down. Negative, nasty, I already said negativity. But none of that happens in rehab. Rehab is your time, your 15 minutes to just take a break with all the stress and the worry and the problems in the world we have. How about you just take a 15-minute break with me? And I'll just be here. Helping. You could think of me as your tour guide to peace. You're the one experiencing the tour. I just stand on the side and show you that, hey, peace can be had by anyone, everyone. So once you follow those rules and leave the negativity outside the door, you're more than welcome to come in the rehab and enjoy yourself. Do whatever you need to do to feel comfortable. Because that's what rehab is about, for you being comfortable. Because it's not the worst to go somewhere and you don't feel comfortable. You know, and when you're comfortable, you feel relieved. But when you're uncomfortable, you may feel a little stressed. You may feel a little uptight, you know, in a corner. Things in life aren't going your way, like I was saying. So what do you do when that happens? How do you relieve that stress? You know, like I said, if you haven't listened to the show, I like to come up with questions of the week. And basically the premise of my show or our time together, I don't like to call it a show. It's just your time and our time that is what we're having here. So basically I want to relieve some of the stress. I want to help people get some peace in their lives. So I'm going to talk about stress, and we all deal with it because it's a part of life. How do you relieve your stress? What do you do to relieve stress? And you say to me, oh, you know, I don't have any stress. I live a perfect life. Nothing bothers me. And I would say back to you, okay, sure, you're right. Sure, you're right. Sure, you're okay with that. That type of thinking is okay, but I think it's you're lying to yourself by saying that, because we all deal with something. So if you don't think you deal with stress, then you're just building up for a moment. And as a person that's dealt with this before, if you hold in your problems and your issues and act like there's no problems or issues, you can explode on people and they won't even see it coming. They won't even understand what's going on. So you have to find a way to relieve stress. Me personally, like I said, I don't just ask these questions just to ask them. I ask myself these questions, and then I like to ask other people. How do I relieve stress, you may ask? Well, I like to exercise, which is a real good one. I like to take walks. I like to read. I like to write. All these things, when I get stressed out, help me get back to the center, so to speak, so I won't, let life be overwhelming for me. Because you have to find a way out when you feel like you're cornered or boxed in by life, because life will do that to you. Your boss got on your nerves, your friends get on your nerves, your significant others have said something to you that basically make you feel a certain way. So I want you to think about that. Simple question. How do you get off? Meaning, how do you relieve stress? What do you do to relieve stress? If someone was stressing you out, putting a lot of pressure on you, what would you do at that time? So that's almost a two-part question. What would you do? How do you relieve stress if you have time to think about it? And how would you relieve stress if you don't have so much time to think about it? And so, speaking of letting you think about it, think about that question or those questions, and I'll be right back. About stress and stress relieving, and I was thinking about how sometimes you don't have but for so long to come up with a quick way of relieving stress. Like I said, someone, maybe a significant other, says something to you that you might not like. I've had this happen to me before recently. You say something to you might not like, and it might in a way get you in your feelings, so to speak. He or she may say something very slick, very out of the way, and it may make you feel stressed. And in that moment, what would you do? Me personally, I try to go to being positive. That's always a good thing. If someone says something to you you don't like or something stressed you out, walking away is good too. Walking away, getting you, clearing your mind, coming back to it. The problem is sometimes people don't let you walk away. Then what would you do if you don't walk away? You don't want to get physical because sure, it might relieve some stress, but then you might end up regretting it. There's been plenty of cases, you're watching the TV, you see people, as you would say, or as some people would say, snap, because the stress and the anger has built up so much that they just, and then something bad happens. You have to figure out a way to handle that in the moment. But besides being in the moment of being stressed, maybe when someone is stressing you out and they decide to keep pressing on you, or you need to find another way to relieve it, maybe you go to yoga or go to take saunas. There's a lot of things you can do that helps you. Some people go into therapy. I don't necessarily believe in therapy. I understand because, you need someone to talk to. We all need somebody to talk to. So how would you handle that? And that's all I'm saying is, what is your method outside of, there's the short, quick burst of anger and stress, how do you get out of that? You can walk away from it. Or when you just get home from work, is what I'm trying to say, or you get from a stressful situation, even if you're sitting in traffic and people are just driving you crazy, and, you know, if you have kids, your kids drive you crazy, and you get home and you got so many things on your mind, how do you relieve that stress? Like I said, I like to take walks, look at nature. I may not be, like I said, I don't believe in therapy in a way, but if that's how you go and talk to somebody, and I try to do that between my friends and my family. I'll call a friend up and we'll just start talking, or I'll hang out with a friend and we'll talk. That's a stress reliever right there. That's cheaper than therapy. But you know, you have to hope and wish or have a good support system, just because, you know, you can be talking to anybody and that person, you know, is not really listening. That person is not really helping. So it's not really relieving. But maybe just having someone there. Sometimes just having someone listen, even though you know they're not listening, be able to get it off your chest. I like that too. Just speak with someone in your mind. And just say how you feel. Just and have someone just there to listen as a stress reliever. There's plenty of ways. Some people are into acupuncture. You know, I don't have acupuncture money. I would if I had the money to go and waste on something like that. But I just, like I said, my biggest thing is working out, looking out into nature. You know, I can just sit out on a porch or a deck and look out into the sun or the moon, and that can melt away the stress. But it's all in how you deal with it, you know. Just try not to take that stress out on other people is what I'm trying to say. Try not to get stressed out and start calling people and blaming people. Or, like I've been saying for weeks, this is my 10th episode, and I've said this almost every week. You don't want to finger point when you're stressed out. You don't want to start blaming people for your stress. And that's not a good stress reliever. Hurting someone else, being negative of other people, starting drama, gossiping. These things aren't stress relievers. These things only create stress for other people. And you say to me, that's your way of relieving stress, that's not fair to other people. That's just, you're actually causing more stress by causing stress to other people. So if you start drama and be negative and gossip in order to relieve stress from yourself, you're not stress relieving, because all that's going to do is hurt other people around you and make other people despise you, to be honest. And then they're not going to want to talk to you, because who wants to talk to negative Nancy all the time, or negative Ned? I don't even know if that's a phrase or not, but I used it. Well, who wants to talk to these type of people when, and if they continue, if your stress is causing stress for other people? So when you're stressed out, find a positive outlet. There's plenty of them, plenty of them. And when someone is stressing you out in the moment, take time to just take a deep breath. And that's why, you know, take a deep breath, walk away, and figure it out. That's why I talked about, you know, maybe two or three episodes ago about alone time. Alone time will help you figure out what you like to do to relieve stress. I know people that drive at 115, 120 miles per hour. Now, that's a wild way to relieve stress. But if that person's stress is relieved and they live to see the next day, then I can't judge you for it. Just try to relieve stress and help others as much as you possibly can. Because of all the craziness in this world, can't we just bring a little peace?